Yeah, when I was young and I first came out of the closet, my parents threw me out of the house and all that bullshit that went on when, you know, you grow up in a religious family. But I moved in with this guy named John, and at the time, nobody knew he was gay. He was in the closet, and, like, he was an older man, came from a generation when that wasn't good, you know, had a wife and kids and all that stuff, but also had a boyfriend. Well, eventually, his wife and kids, that relationship didn't work, but, there was a picture hanging on the wall of this young guy, and I later found out that was his boyfriend. But John never came out, you know? But he took me in, because I didn't have nowhere to go, and he knew where all the gay clubs were and the whole scene. So, he took me out into the gay world and showed me where the clubs are, and I met friends, and that's how my life started in the gay world. Well, I was cutting out pictures out of Playgirls and different porn magazines and just hanging them all over my wall in my bedroom. And the walls were covered in porn pictures. And he come in there one day and he's looking around. He's like, that's impressive. He's like, your collection's impressive. He's like, now I know what you spend your paychecks on. And he's like, but the problem is when I pull up in the front of the apartment building, your blinds are open. All the kids walking by and the families can see into your room because it's on the bottom floor and see what's on my walls. He's like, shut your damn blind, you asshole. But he was so cool, you know, and I miss that man.
What's really funny is that you're gay as fuck. You had a vagina on your wall?
Playgirl.
Oh, Playgirl. I thought you... Oh,
Playboy's okay. A bunch of women.
Okay, I thought you said...
No, I said Playgirl and a bunch of, like, gay porn stuff.
I thought you said you had Playgirls on your wall. Mm-mm. Which is what they call them, as Playgirl bunnies. Yeah, there's
a Playgirl magazine. It's got all guys in it.
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah. I'm gay, well,
magazine,
too.
But magazines aren't popular these days.
Oh, they're still pretty popular.
Yeah, like Pornhub and shit like that's what most people go to.
I mean, they have them at the highs.
Yeah, but that's more of an art to porn than it is, like free gay porn or something like that. It's like a lot of raunchy stuff. You know what I mean? If you hit gay porn images, you get artwork.
Yeah.
You know, and I think images on magazines and stuff like that is purely artwork. Even the raunchy stuff, it's still artwork. You know, I also think being a stripper is artwork.
Well, yeah.
You know, anything people do creatively like that, you know, always outside the box, I view as art.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely skill to being a stripper. I mean, I really can't take my clothes off, like, in that fluid of emotion. I mean, usually I'm just dropping my pants down and bending over.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around, and I'm kind of big deal. Kind of a big deal.
That was the wrong one to play. But welcome.
That was the ending song.
Yeah. Welcome to Kind of a Big Deal podcast, where we still do not have our shit together after how many episodes we've done.
The thing is, we'll never have our shit together, Terry. The thing is, like, how do we approach and handle things that happen in our lives together, you know? I feel like between me and you personally, there are times when things don't go the way you want them to necessarily, or there's anger involved in both parts and we've went after each other and things like that. But, like, I don't hate you. Like, I get really pissed off and caught up in the emotions. But a lot of times those emotions help us get out anger when we both need to get out anger. Because I think the last couple of days we've both been holding a lot of anger.
We have been.
So, yeah, don't look at it as a bad thing. I'm not. I regret it. I don't want to, like, be hitting people or getting that angry that I just lose control, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely a rough week for both of us. I mean, with me losing my grandfather and processing all of that, and, you know, that was the beginning of the week. And then at the end of the week, you know, I made the decision to switch jobs and start this whole new career path. And there was a lot in my head, and I had a lot to think through. And I think that, you know, when I have a cloudy head and then you have a cloudy head, it's almost like brothers living in the same house.
Well, I think when you were going through the job change thing, I've done that so many times in my life that it's not a big deal to me. So in my mind, it wasn't a big deal. And that was wrong to think that it's not a big deal to you, who's never been through something like that before, you know? You're a lot younger than I am. Sometimes I don't understand that there's things I've went through. And instead of me being like, oh, that's not a big deal, I should be like, you know what? When I went through it, it hurt. And it was very scary. And I can't take that away, but I think a lot of us do that at times. You know, when we've been through things, it doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, and it's a bigger deal to me, like you said, because, you know, I was comfortable. I was comfortable with what I was doing. I was comfortable with the way that my life was. And then this opportunity was presented to me. And in my head, I'm saying, you have to take it. But in my heart, I'm like, no, I'm comfortable. Don't do this. And so I was kind of in this tug of war with emotions. And then also at the same time, you know, there's been times with you where you've been processing something and you did this whole career and life path change. And you even felt a little disgruntled by the way that I reacted, because I didn't react in a way that you thought that I should, per se.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going through that at the time. So then on the flip side, when I was going through it, you didn't react in a positive way or a negative way. You just kind of stayed very neutral. And I was like, okay. And then, you know, we both experienced death in different ways. So that kind of was like the thing that just really sent it over the edge. And, you know, I have anger issues. You have anger issues. We do a very good job of dealing with our anger issues.
Yeah, but 99.9% of the time.
Sometimes when we're dealing with shit, those anger issues become an explosion. And I have no bad feelings towards you. I knew that it was going to be something that happened, and I was pissed off. You were pissed off. But at the end of the day, it's like we're brothers. We're going to fight and we're going to make up, and you're going to piss me off. You're going to agitate the fuck out of me. I'm going to agitate the fuck out of you. You're going to piss. I'm going to piss you the fuck off. But we're still going to be friends, and we're still going to be talking to each other.
An inappropriate joke popped in my head.
Oh, God. Let's hear it.
I can't be hitting girls. It's not right.
Wow.
Because you also do drag.
So. That's the way you go with that?
I told you it was inappropriate.
And I ripped your favorite shirt.
It's destroyed. It's lying in a heap over there. I'm going to make some type of artwork out of it.
You know, I've only been in two fights in my life.
My Chewbacca t-shirt.
You know, I've only been in two fights in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were literally my second fight.
It was the first one.
Oh, Chris Lloyd in school.
Oh, yeah.
I actually ended up punching the teacher.
I got a few fights in high school.
But no, I'm not a fighter. I'm definitely one that likes to talk things out and, you know, try to stay level, try to stay peaceful. But you just had me really fucking pissed off. And I really pissed you off. And we were trying to scream over top of each other. And I mean, it is what it is. Lesson learned.
Yeah, I'm not even mad about it.
No, I'm not mad about it.
We were both right and both wrong. And I acknowledged I was mad because I felt like I wasn't being, you know, like my feelings weren't being seen at the time. And like, I've been there for you. Why are you here for me? And I went through that whole thing and it turned to anger, you know, and it was like, you hadn't even done nothing wrong. You really didn't do nothing wrong. It was just the way I was seeing it, you know?
In all honesty though, did you actually express to me what was bothering you?
Well, I texted you and told you about Barb's cat and you said, oh, I would have thrown up. And I was like, I just didn't know if I could like talk about it because it seemed like you, the way you responded to the text, I was just like, let it go. Because I know, like,
if I would have seen a cat dead, I would have vomited at the sight of it because I don't like blood. That's my reaction to it.
Yeah.
It's a horrific sight, especially from an animal because they're defenseless. They can't protect themselves. But at the end of the day, it was a learning lesson.
Yeah.
That we both have communication issues and we both have to work on this.
Well, we know we have communication issues because everybody in life has them.
Yeah.
We just have to learn how to, and we do that most part, you know. But even getting angry and fighting is a form of communication.
It is.
And most of the time, you don't hate the person that you're fighting unless they did something really fucked up. And then you're just, that's vengefulness there, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I felt really fucking good afterwards.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it released some anger from both of us because, like, I felt good. I'm like, and as soon as I started feeling good, I'm like, what the fuck has happened? I was, like, stupid and senseless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I messaged you, and you were pulling up when I sent the message.
And I went for a drive. I
didn't expect you to just get in the car, but I'm glad you did the way you did because, like, that was fine. And I knew, like, we're both mature enough to say we just fucked up and deal with it right away and stop.
Because I'm a drama llama.
Yeah. But it's all good. Like, I talked to Nicole today. I went and hung out with Nicole, and I haven't been able to hang out with her one-on-one like that, and it was one of the most amazing things I've ever done. You know, she's just a super cool, awesome person. She's the one that makes the cicada wing necklaces and earrings, and she made me this rainbow one.
Yeah, I shared it on Facebook for anybody that's looking for them. We'll share it on the podcast page as well.
She's an amazing person all around. So just so smart and wise and into, like, truth and dealing with stuff and seeing stuff for what it is type person, not no bullshit type stuff, you know? And it's hard to find people like that today.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. And I'm not putting nobody down. We are where we are on our walk in life, and we shouldn't be judged and ridiculed for none of it, even if it is something somebody doesn't view as strong or wise, you know, because it might not view that to me, but there's 100,000 million other people out there that would get it, you know.
Yeah.
So never stop being who you are, even if, because I don't understand it, I'm not going to put it down, you know.
Yeah.
I just, for me, where I'm at in my walk in life, it's Nicole I needed to talk to today, you know.
Yeah.
I opened my eyes to see a lot of stuff, you know, and I appreciate that.
And I think that, you know, that's a valid point that you bring up, too, because I feel like you and I were very similar when we first met each other. We were very much broken. And now I'm at this different place and you're still working on getting to your place. So I think sometimes when we clash in things, it's because you're at a different place. So I'm expecting you to react like I would react, and you're not that type of person as it is. I'm a very, and you can say if this is true or not, but my vision of myself and how I view myself is being very cordial in events, and I try to take them very slowly and not try to overdo them. But every once in a while, I let those feelings and emotions get away. And then I turn into this raging bitch.
Well, we also have to know, too, like, this just came to me, that, like, I'm dealing with things from my past that I need to work on. So mentally, that's where I'm at. I'm that little boy that's lost and scared. I'm going to respond and act differently than I normally would, you know?
Agreed.
And talking to Dakota today, I didn't realize what was going on, but it was that little boy in me talking, and she was talking to him, you know? And, like, we all go through that. If you get addicted to heroin at 12 years old and you're on drugs for 4 or 5 years, when you get clean, you're still that 12-year-old little kid. You stop growing emotionally and mentally. You know, all you've cared about was that drug. But that's the same way when you're dealing with stuff in life. Like, you become that role. You become that character again. And the people around you, if they're dealing with shit and going through stuff, they're in a different role. So if you're going to be their friend, you have to be able to slip into that role with them, you know?
Yeah, and I think there's also a piece of this, too, is like, so you have a different way of dealing with things than I do. I went the therapy route of dealing with things. You're doing it more of the friendship, learning from people's experience way of doing things. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm just saying that my approach to it was therapy. So I dealt with the 5-year-old kid where I had stopped developing from my trauma in therapy. And my therapist helped me with ways to process that and bring that out. And I talked to her about it. And I still talk to her. I still talk to her about things that I'm going through, things that have happened. If I can't process something myself, then I rely on my therapist to process it with me. So there's many different ways of trying to heal from trauma. And that's what I'm trying to say about this is everybody has their own way of healing, but you have to be mindful of people are trying to heal. And I think that's what I forget sometimes is I'm healing and I'm at a different level of healing. And I'm like, oh, Doug's right up with me. He's right there. And I can do things and I can act certain ways, but I can't. I have to realize that you're still working on yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think that that was a lot of a culmination of a lot of different things, but that's definitely, definitely a piece of it. Mm. Okay, so we're going to switch topics here, and we're going to move on to talking a little bit about the more positive things going on in our lives. So, would you like to talk about some positive things going on in your life?
I got some Willie's Reserve. I finally got some of Willie Nelson's homegrown, you know, and I want to try Snoop Dogg's at some point, but yeah.
Yeah.
And our kitten is healthy and vibrant. I accidentally stepped on his paw earlier because he's black in the hallway and the staircase is black because there's no lights. And I should have turned the lights on, honestly. But we're used to running through the house, not only naked sometimes, but like just no lights on. We know where everything is.
Yeah.
But like with a new cat, you can't, you know, and his little paw got stepped on, the one we've been like working on.
Yeah.
But I, like, he went running behind the sofa and wouldn't come out. I had to, like, coerce him out and, like, make sure his paw was okay because he was afraid of me because I stepped on him.
Yeah.
You know? And I didn't want him to be afraid, so I picked him up and loved him and kissed on him and gave his paw a kiss and said it's all better. Yeah, but, like, he's doing healthy and I'm... And him and Bentley and Fiona seem to get along really great, you know? They have their little things here and there, but all cats do. Just like we fight, cats are going to fight. You know? But they're really great together.
Sibling rivalries.
And I've been gone for over 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks, house sitting and dog sitting for a friend of mine, my sister Barbie. And I've been missing my bed bad. And sleeping in it last night, like, was so much better than the night before. Just because of all the stuff that happened this weekend. I didn't sleep well. And I wasn't eating. So, like, yesterday I got some sleep and... I ate some yesterday and it was a lot better. And today was awesome. I ate when I woke up, but I wasn't really hungry, but I did eat a little something before I went to hang out with Nicole.
Yeah.
But, you know, it made me feel a lot better. I got one of those Bang coffees, the Hadley Hazelnut this time, thinking it might taste good, but none of the Bang coffees are any good. I mean, come on.
Really?
Like, yeah. And like the Bang Corporation, I love your drinks, but the coffees need help and attention. There's just this bitterness. It's super sweet. They got way too much of whatever the sweetener is they're using. And it's just... No. And the taste is so overly done to the point that it just tastes bitter. Because I used to work for a Trilogy as a food flavoring corporation. And if you put too much of that in the foods, it made it taste really weird. And yeah. I think that's what it is. It's just flavored too much. But then again, maybe everybody loves their shit. But if you're looking for feedback, I think it's too strong.
Yeah, I
just saying.
I've never had them. I've had the teas and I've had their energy drinks, but I've never had the coffees.
Now the teas are great, but I think the teas, the lemon tea, is a little too lemony. You know.
Okay.
Cut that back a little bit too. It's starting to taste like Pledge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever got Pledge in your mouth?
Yeah.
Spraying it.
Well, even like smelling it, you kind of get that taste.
Yeah, it needs to be more of a natural lemon than a lemon. Like flavor, you know what I mean? It's too strong in that lemon flavor, not just the natural lemon flavor, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of smelling something,
but good.
Speaking of smelling something and getting the taste, like, have you ever tasted somebody's fart?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that gross? Like,
yeah. Like, if you're tasting it like that, I'm always like, oh my God, what did you eat? Are you dying in there?
Death warmed over.
Do you shit black?
Do you ship black? So yeah, like I said, I'm switching career paths. Going from working two jobs down to one, and I'm really excited about it. I can't really give too much out about it right now because everything's still processing and we're not exactly sure who and who does not listen to the podcast. So
I've been trying to pay attention to the Facebook thing and Instagram, and I'm not seeing where people are responding when we ask them to respond, our listeners and stuff. Like, we really do want to hear from our listeners, and I'm not seeing it. And if there's a problem, reach out somehow else to us through our email links and stuff and let us know that you're not seeing stuff that, you know, if you are sending messages and we're not seeing them.
Yeah, maybe they just... they haven't got on the social media bandwagon.
Yeah.
So, or maybe they're afraid to say something. Maybe they're shy.
Yeah, go to the camera and hit the video chat. If we're not busy, we'll video chat with you.
Oh, yeah. We'll video chat with you.
Especially if it's a situation where you need to talk to somebody and just see somebody's face and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You
know, don't call me about no porn shit. Call Terry for that. I'm just not into that right now, but like, I would love to talk to you if you need somebody to talk to. I'm here. You
some
know?
Porn shit. Why would they talk to me? Oh
no! Like if you open up the video chat, yeah, and there's like a naked guy laying there, be like, "What are you wearing tonight?" You know, call Terry for that.
Oh yeah,
or Christina.
I'll be all up for that. Saw spread eagle. Look at my legs.
And eventually, I might get back there, but right now, I'm just at a different plane.
Yeah. He didn't say he was playing for a different team. He said he was in a different plane.
Yeah, flying in a different direction for a while.
Yeah.
I might make a layover in Slut Town one day, but
me and Christina are cruising around in Slutville. We're just like, honk, honk, come on ever here, because you D to the E to the L I C I O U S. I love that song.
Yeah.
I really don't even care. I love that fucking song. It's so stupid, though, but I love it.
I am also trying to get other people, because, like I was telling Christina the other night, I was like, you know, I'm not a podcast person. I don't like listening to podcasts, but if there's podcasts like our podcast... I just let play. I listen to that. I actually like listening to ours. And there's a couple other I like. But a lot of them, I'm just not a podcast person. But, like, there's some people that we've said we would support. So I just go and play their stuff a lot of times. And I'll just turn the volume down and I'll just go to work and let it play. That way they're getting listenership, you know, and helping them out.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have it playing in the background, just while you're doing work or something, like a normal background. And if there's something interesting you want to hear and you turn it up or whatever, you know. You never know what you might find or... if you give it a try for a couple of days, you might see that you are liking it. I'm pretty sure when they first invented TVs, if there was people like, I ever read books and I don't want nothing to do with TV.
Yeah.
You know, now everybody reads books and TV.
I only listen to the radio.
Yeah. It was better without pictures.
I only like the vocals.
Why do they have to add color? I remember black and white TVs.
So another thing is Saturday I tried my hand at stand-up comedy. And what was your opinion?
I was looking forward to it. Everybody was looking forward to it. The problem was when you got up there, her mom said right away, watch your mouth, there's little ears. And that messed up your whole game because you're pretty much a raunchy mouth when you joke and play.
Of course.
Now, all of a sudden, you're limited to everything you want to say. And you tried to come back from that, but you just, you were so stuck in your head that you can't cuss, that you weren't being able to just naturally be funny like you usually are. And I think there was a lot of points where you were funny and it was coming out and a lot of people were laughing. But I also think that was the wrong crowd because a lot of there was a lot of guys there, especially along the front row, that were just older types that aren't into that. Straight men that just don't understand. And some of the stuff you were joking and saying, they were just like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the older people and the kids weren't there, it would have been an awesome show. It would have, like, because you had some funny stuff.
Yeah, that one guy kept looking at me like, what the hell is this guy doing? Oh, my God, get this queer off the stage.
And you might have been projecting that just because of, like, a stigma that we have on people like that, you know?
Yeah.
But because they don't understand what we're talking about doesn't mean that they judge us for being gay.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't understand the lingo and the culture. And it's a culture shock to them when they see it. So they don't know how to respond. And a culture shock to people like that, they're, you don't know. So it's like, let them experience it and think about it.
I think the funniest thing was when I turned around to that guy, which wasn't even that old. And I said, I have a thing for grandpas.
Yeah, that was funny. Was he mad about that?
No, he thought it was hilarious.
The look on his face at first, he's like, grandpa. He's like, grandpa. And then he's like, started like laughing.
Yeah, he thought it was funny.
And then hot ass Jake.
Jake's liked a hottie. It.
And he was loving it. You said that about him. I was looking at you, right? And I was pointing my shirt kind of because I wanted you to be like, remember the pickup lines that I said? Like, you know, that outfit's very becoming on you. And I don't blame it. If I were on you, I'd be coming too.
Yeah.
So I was trying to like hint to you without, like, I didn't want to take over your show or nothing, but if you could have remembered the pickup lines, you could have threw them in there to get the laughing going, and you would have been all right.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I did my best. I mean, I do think that there was more people that liked it than other people. I mean, Brenda also said that, like, the cussing thing threw me off. Like,
yeah.
She's like,
she said that to you right away, and you could just see her face was like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
Everything I say is cussing because I'm raunchy and drunk. And, like,
yeah.
You know, like,
and I'm like, I'm too fucking drunk for this shit. Oh, crap. I'm not supposed to cuss. So that was like mainly my whole entire shtick was I wasn't allowed to cuss.
Yeah, and it just messed everything up. It wasn't your fault at all, I don't think. And I don't think she meant for it to happen like that.
No, she didn't. But like my material has cussing in it because I cuss like a sailor.
Yeah, and you can't send the kids away because the stage was right beside the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And they were probably playing and not even paying attention. But if you just started cussing a lot, they might have picked up on it. Because kids hear cuss words.
Yeah, definitely.
Always say dirty word.
And what's really funny is that all those kids, that's all I hear around them is cussing.
Yeah, they cuss a lot.
But
when their parents are around, they don't.
No, like the parents cuss around them.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't cuss. Like, why did you even ask me to do comedy if I can't cuss or I can't be raunchy?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, comedy.
Even my comedy, the stuff I say out of my mouth, like, yeah. You can't say that to a little kid.
Exactly.
But a grown-ass person's going to laugh their ass off, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like, if they'd asked me to do stand-up, I've never done stand-up, but I would have came with fucking funny, raunchy shit, like, not caring. And if they would have told me right off the bat, there's little ears here, I'd have been like, well, shit, everything I'm about to tell you all is inappropriate.
Exactly.
And I can't Disney-fy this shit. I'm not fucking Walt.
I was trying to be PG, and it just was not working.
Yeah, but I wouldn't feel bad personally about that. I know it probably is bothering you that you failed, like, in your mind.
No, I didn't fail. I'm going to try again.
Well, that's good, but then you didn't fail at all.
I'm going to do it at more of a venue where I can say whatever the hell I want.
And I was just wondering if you were feeling like that. I didn't know if you were or not, and I haven't talked to you about it yet. You know, because I didn't know if it would be something that upset you bringing it up, and I was just waiting. But that's good that you talked about it, because, yeah, it's not your fault.
No, I definitely wasn't upset about it. I think I was more uncomfortable by the looks. Like, I could see people laughing, and then I seen the looks. Like, the people that were looking directly at me, and I could see, and it kind of helped that your tent that you had up, the people in there were like very supportive. Jen and her mom and dad were very supportive.
Stepdad was very supportive. You didn't see me over there laughing by the food today?
Yeah.
Because I got stuck with like getting food and I'm like, shit, Terry's going on. And I didn't want to walk in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it.
And then what caught Jake's attention was I was like, you know, I'm really mad. Why couldn't you give me the hot guy's mic? And that's what brought him over was that. And but yeah, I thought it was fun. I mean, I did the best that I could and I'll do it again. I don't care.
I think what you need to pay attention to next time you do it is when people are talking to you, you're like, what? And then you're listening to them. Like,
oh,
some you can pick out some of the hecklers, but some of the other people that are just saying stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like Jen at one point is like, just go for it. You know, and she was trying to encourage you just to like, just do what you got to do and make you not nervous. But by then the damage had done and you couldn't come back from it.
I couldn't.
You know, and like, yeah, like totally different venue with different people and just let you go. It would be funny.
Yeah.
You know, and you could even like, if you ever need to use me, like throw comedy off me and heckle me or whatever you need to, I'll be fine.
Oh, I had some things for you and you I had know, some things for Brenda. But I also didn't bring my phone either. So I was trying to remember everything that I wrote down off the top of my head. Like I didn't like write down in detail.
Just like to give you hints of what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, just like hints, like pretty much like a punchline.
And that lady breaking into our house, it's going to be hard to make that funny because that was just a crazy situation.
You just spin it. Looking around.
You know?
I mean, it is funny. I mean, I've told that story to people and they've laughed their asses off.
Yeah, but that crowd just wasn't going to get
it. So I know it's funny.
Yeah.
But
it's a hilarious story. It wasn't at the time. But
like, I think also a piece of it was because I was drunk. So,
well,
like,
you wanted to be drunk when you got up here.
To have structure in a story is hard when you're drunk because halfway through the story, I couldn't remember what I was supposed to say. So I just fucking moved on.
Yeah.
They never actually heard the funny parts.
At one point, somebody was like, you didn't finish your story. You just ignored it.
I just completely fucking moved on.
Yeah.
So, Douglas,
I want to smoke with Willie Nelson sometime.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever feel like your drinking buddy has been lost to something?
I've never been into drinking, so are you meaning like?
Like your party buddy, like the person that you always went out with, the person that you always did stuff with, you used to ride around, you used to joke with, you used to hang with, you used to do things.
Yeah, but then that person gets in certain situations where that has to change for a while, you know? And
like fucking antibiotics. Because, you know, people on fucking antibiotics can't drink. Like right now, I'm on fucking antibiotics, so I can't drink.
Yeah. So you think, like, your party buddy's going to be upset with you because you can't drink for a while?
Yes. Because I was upset because she couldn't drink with me for a while. You know? It's like antibiotics. They just fuck everything up.
Well, plus they fuck you up because, like, your body needs to fight stuff naturally. And if it can't, like, You found out today that you had a bronchial infection type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to have antibiotics for that because it could get really bad.
Yeah.
You could even lose your voice and shit permanently. It's fucked up shit. So you have to take antibiotics.
Oh, my voice is everything. It never stops.
But those antibiotics also have a downfall, you know, and your body doesn't fight stuff as well for a while because it, like, messes up your immune system. So I understand.
Yeah. But, like,
as far as buddies, like, yeah.
Yeah, it just sucks. Sucks. But
well,
it'll pass. It'll pass with time. I know.
Maybe you're being put in a place where drinking shouldn't be important or is the answer. You know, you could probably look at it in a more positive light.
Well, I mean, I don't drink to
You drink to have fun and party. You don't really drink to
like,
you need it or want it.
Yeah. So like, my drinking's not a negative thing. Like, and I think that, like, with said friendship, with my partner in crime, you know, that's how we met, was having drinks together and, you know, having fun and going to the bars and stuff like that. And
but also taking this time to learn a different part of somebody in a different way is always a good thing. You know, try to just embrace that and not. I know sometimes you miss, like, being able to do things the way you used to, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely fucking excited for the antibiotics to be done.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
So, but anyways, I just wanted to voice my opinion on that because the damn doctors and their fucking antibiotics.
Yeah. I hate to take medication unless I absolutely have to. And yeah. I try to take care of myself and I tend to gain weight very quickly, but I also lose it very quickly. Matter of fact, recently I went all plant-based for like 3 months and lost a lot of weight. And my eyes started to look a little sunken in and dark, and everybody in my life was asking me if I was on drugs. And I was getting pissed off about it because I'm like, I don't do drugs. But like, I wasn't really understanding why. And then today, Nicole said something that, like Karen said the other day. She said you weren't looking healthy for a while, but I was being healthy. You know, we were doing plant-based, and I think the lack of dairy and protein in my system caused my eyes to get a little dark, you know? So I may have a deficiency in iron or something.
Well, it was making you look like you were fucking anorexic.
Yeah, well, I was losing weight too.
Yeah, very fucking fast.
I told you that, like, I lose weight fast when I'm on my plant-based diet. It goes down quick. But if I would have kept doing it and just added proteins every now and then with some chicken and fish, I would have actually started looking better and my eyes would have cleared up because I would have started eating more fish and getting iron and stuff, you know. So it's just a process. When I lost all this weight before, I used to be 360 and I went down to 190 in a year. Everybody, they even put me in a hospital. They thought I was committing suicide by starving myself. And yeah, it wasn't. I was doing yoga and running 5 miles every day. And I went on a plant-based diet, gave up coffee, gave up sugar, everything that was like not good for me. And I smoked at the time. I gave up cigarettes. I gave up sex. I didn't have sex for 3 years, you know? And
I mean, you're on that right now.
Yeah. And it's like, to me, I go through these periods in my life where I need to cleanse everything and work on stuff, you know? And people like need to understand that I'm not doing drugs. I appreciate everybody reaching out. I was getting upset about it at first, but I need to understand, too, that they just care and they want to make sure I'm not doing something drastic, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, if I do go back on plant-based for a little while, too, my eyes are going to look like that, but I have to just get through it until they clear up, you know? So, yeah. But I understand. Like, and I'm sorry I got so mad back then when you and Brenda and Karen and everybody was saying something. And I'm like, even Leah was like, are you all right? Yeah. Are you on drugs? Because, like, I didn't realize it. I just saw myself as getting thinner, and I liked it. And it felt good.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't really pay attention to it. My eyes looked darker. And I don't really, I'm not the type of person that looks in the mirror hardly ever. You know, yeah. Sometimes I look in the mirror, especially lately I've been looking in there and saying little comments, but, or, like, checking my skin. But I really don't look at myself.
Oh, girlfriend, please. You know? I'm always looking at myself in the mirror.
But it's like, when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm looking directly at one point. I don't look at myself. And that's a problem. I got to work on that because I have to be able to want to look at myself, and I haven't been for a long time. And it's not because I'm doing nothing wrong. It's just because there's so much stuff that I'm seeing that I don't want to see. That's, I don't know, it's scary.
Yeah.
And it causes a lot of pain sometimes, so it's hard. So I don't always see that.
Yeah.
So if I do go back on plant-based for a little while and lose some weight, what I need you guys to say and do is, like, look, maybe you should start adding fish and chicken to your diet at this point because your eyes are looking a little dark.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking a little unhealthy there, you know?
And I mean, something
that
I've expressed to you as well, too, is the way that you perceive the information that's given to you.
Yeah.
That is definitely something that, personally, I have seen that I feel like you have to work on. Because I say stuff to you sometimes and you take it very offensive. And I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm trying to be a friend. But because of your past and your trauma, your mind goes to it being an attack. And we did have this discussion. So, I mean, we really don't have to get into it anymore. Yeah. I just wanted to say that that was a prime example, that situation of when you reacted as if it was an attack, but it wasn't.
Do a little dance. Get down tonight. Get down tonight.
You know the microphones are on.
Yes, I do.
You don't care.
Christina paints a pretty picture.
This is probably the weirdest recording that they're going to hear right there.
Well,
but yeah, definitely. So,
we're not even talking about what we were originally going to talk about at all. I think I hit on it a little bit in the beginning about the betrayal of art and betrayal of porn.
Yeah.
The art and the betrayal of pornography. But anyway.
I mean, it really wasn't that cool of a topic. I think our topics were a lot cooler, picking them out of the top of our head.
I do think that one topic, it says women like to watch lesbian porn more than straight sex. In fact, the word lesbian is the top viewed category for Pornhub female viewers.
Oh, wow. That is your fun fact.
Maybe more straight guys need to do the same thing and look up gay porn. Then they can learn how to treat a woman's ass.
So, can I ask a question?
You just did.
Thanks, smartass. Why do gay bottoms not like chocolate ice cream?
Why?
Because it looks like it when they douche.
Stop it.
That was one of my jokes I was going to tell when I was doing stand-up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was that one you made up? Because I never heard it before.
I made it up.
All right. I used to make up dumb jokes all the time.
I thought of it when I was douching in the shower. Because I don't like chocolate ice cream. But that's not the reason why.
What you come with is like, all you straight guys out here, you're in the vagina, right? Yeah, you're in the vagina. Yeah, well, don't you know that's just a penis? That's a penis before.
Have you ever licked that clit before?
Yeah.
You were sucking dick.
You're gay.
You're raunchy. But I couldn't say that. You can't say pussy or penis.
Or yeah, vagina probably not either.
No. You know? They call them like Looney Tunes and stuff. Like they call them stupid names.
They do. The private parts?
Yes.
Why?
Haven't you ever heard the stupidest names that parents come up with to call their children's dinghy? And
well, I've heard kitty cat and things like that, you know, little things like that when I was younger, but.
Well, my ex-wife's mother used to call it a Minnie Mouse and a Donald Duck. And then they dressed her as Minnie Mouse when she was 2 years old. And she's like, I don't want to be my private parts. Like, talk about traumatic.
Yeah, like, I think as parents, we don't think stuff through.
No.
We see it on the social media and we're like, oh, that's cool, I want to do that. But you don't think about how traumatizing it might be for your kid.
Thank God I'm not a parent.
No, I dressed up as a vagina for Halloween a couple years ago.
You were an adult.
I had a whole vagina, cardboard. It's awesome. I could probably put pictures of it up somewhere. I don't know. Maybe if you email me or message me, I'll send you the pictures. But
oh, you could probably put pictures up of it.
I went as it. And the clown, it, I had his face, and I had a giant vagina that my bestie Christina painted for me, and I put that over top of it, and I went as clit, and it was capitalized in red.
Yeah.
It was funny. Everybody was loving it, play on two things.
I mean, personally, I have been traumatized by the pictures, so why not it traumatize the viewers?
Yeah, this is traumatized
viewers. Sorry, the listeners.
But I still have that costume. I'm keeping that forever.
Yeah, you do still have it.
Yeah.
It's in storage. And you call me sentimental.
It's in the basement.
It's in storage. That is storage in the basement.
But I love that. We also have the sign that I made that time I asked you to go out with me.
Yes, we do.
But
yes, we do.
You I know, am sentimental.
Okay,
in some
so
ways.
Listen, the beginning of this podcast, I just want to point this out. So I didn't realize this, but the very beginning of the first season was like a story. like from there was the beginning of our relationship. We talked about that. We talked about some stuff we were going through in our relationship. We talked about us moving in together. We talked about us getting this house together. And then we talked about us ending our relationship.
And but we didn't end our relationship. We changed our relationship. Like we changed the dynamic to something that fits for us now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and I said it in the wrong context.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't view it in that context. I hope it's not, doesn't have to be negative. I think it's a positive thing sometimes. Cause like, if you love somebody, you have to know that people change and go through things at different times. And sometimes you have to change and be different during those times, you know?
And that right there is what they mean by, if you love somebody, you gotta let them go.
Yeah. And by letting them go doesn't mean that you let them go as a person necessarily. It might mean that you need to let go of whatever you expect from them or think they should give or be for you at that time, you know?
Or the way that your relationship is at that time too.
Yeah.
Like, and it was a misdirect on our part. So we had to redirect, and I'm just going to give myself credit for it again.
Yeah.
And you credit for it again. Yeah. Cause we did a pretty good, awesome fucking job at it.
It's hard to stay roommates and business partners and friends and become brothers instead of lovers. You know, it's hard on both parts.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And I get that.
Yeah.
But it's something I want to go through because you're worth it as a friend and a brother and a business partner and all that, you know?
Thank you. I know I'm pretty fucking awesome.
You definitely are an amazing individual. And, you know, like other people that don't know you that well, that know me, like today, Nicole was talking about it and I talked about everything. And she's like, that's amazing that you guys can do that. And I'm really proud of you. You know, it's like, you know, like you cared enough to whatever, you know, she saw it in a good way. Whereas before she didn't know you, she just knew me and she wasn't making judgments, but I gave her some clarification and some stuff that made her proud of both of us, you know?
Yeah. So, and I think that my mindset in life a lot had to play with it because, you know, you're very much the person that's okay, I'm done, I'm leaving, bye. And then I'm the person that's like, no, let's talk about this. Let's work through this. I'm really sorry if I sound really raspy and it sounds like there's like liquid in my throat, but that's just my issues, my bronchial issues that I'm going through. You should feel sorry for me, not hate me. Anyways. Oh my God, my laugh. Like, I sound like I'm smoking weed when I laugh. Like, I can't laugh without coughing.
Yeah. Did you have to give up cigarettes too for a while?
No.
Cut back at least a little bit?
No. Whoever said anything about a lifestyle change just because I have bronchial issues?
Well, when you're sick, you do change your lifestyle. When I get sick, I fucking give up everything, but like I pack my life with like blackberries, blueberries, healthy shit, and I just like vitamin C packed stuff, and I just pack my light, like my system up with that. And you give your lungs and stuff a break and let them heal for a little bit. And then you go back to smoking later.
No.
That's usually what I do. I'm not saying you have to do it. I was just asking if you were.
Definitely not me. I'm a drama llama.
Drama llama.
Definitely a drama llama. But anyways, Douglas, I am very excited for us to move forward with our lives and have a few more fights and live another day.
Yeah, I'll try not to fight so much.
Yeah. So until next time, you can follow us on our Facebook page at KOABD Pod. So just go over to facebook.com/KOABD Pod. You can also follow us on Instagram at KOABD Pod. You can follow myself on Instagram at The Miller Clay. And you can follow Douglas on Instagram. What is your Instagram?
I run our Instagram, the KOABD podcast one. I don't know if I have my own Instagram.
Okay, well, just hit Doug up on the podcast Instagram. He's there for you.
And, yeah, I do have Twitter on my phone, too, for kind of a big deal podcast. But I don't always know how to work that. I'm trying to learn it.
Yeah, I'm really not good with it either.
You know, and I honestly, maybe you hit this Twitter button. I don't know how to, like, look at myself and see, oh, kind of a big deal podcast at KOABD Pod is what is on here.
at KOABDpod is how you find it on Twitter.
Yeah.
So you can also check out our merch that is out now by visiting the Facebook page, and the link is in the about. It is what is listed as the website. So you can go on there and you can order some really cool merch. We have some Pride inspired. We have some Father's Day, Mother's Day, a whole bunch of different stuff on there. I'm designing all the time, so I really can't remember. So until next time, stay true.
Stay weird.
Stay queer.
Always love everybody.
And always be
a big deal.
A big deal.
Wow.
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around.